This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And we're going to start with the markets because it's been ugly today on Wall Street. The Dow dropped more than 300 points. Investors were selling anything risky and buying safety, namely in the form of Treasury bonds. Some economic data scared them, and they're still pulling their money out of emerging markets. But a huge motivator here is China. Numbers out this weekend show that its growth is slowing, and basically these days, China can't sneeze without everyone else catching a cold. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Trouble in emerging markets, currencies falling, interest rates rising, has been with us for a while, says Paul Ashworth at Capital Economics in Toronto.
We've had problems emerge in Turkey, in Argentina, and to a lesser extent, that's spread to other countries such as Venezuela, to South Africa, possibly even to Indonesia.
And today, news of a slowdown in manufacturing in China.
There's sort of a snowballing effect here that starts with China but ripples through to many of these emerging market countries.
Gary Thayer at Wells Fargo Advisors says this is impacting countries on other continents that supply raw materials for China to build houses and high-speed rail lines and iPhones.
A decade ago, it might have been more isolated to Asia, but now countries in South America and even South Africa.
So that's Chile for copper, Brazil and Australia for iron ore, several African countries that export hard-to-find metals. But Nicholas Lardy at the Peterson Institute for International Economics points out China's shift to a less export-oriented, more consumer-driven economy also has a positive side.
Incomes are rising in China. The diets are improving. China will still have a very large and growing demand for agricultural products. Services are rising, medical services, education.
And while a few U.S. heavy equipment makers might see a slowdown, Lardy says new exports to serve China's growing middle class should more than make up for the loss. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.